Welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Colleen Patrick-Goudreau from Compassionate Cooks, which I founded to empower people to make informed food choices and to debunk myths about vegetarianism and animal rights. You can learn more about who we are and what we do by visiting our website, CompassionateCooks.com. One way you can also help us out is by subscribing to our podcast on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use and vote for us in those places as well. This will help others to find us more easily and encourage them to listen. So thanks for whatever you do to help us out. I've often described myself as a joyful vegan, a phrase I borrowed from activist Julia Butterfly Hill, because it reflects what I really believe and really experience day to day. Recently, I came across an essay that beautifully expresses what this means for people like me and Julia and others who see themselves this way. It's written by Robert Bass, a philosophy professor of whom I had never heard before reading this short but poignant essay. Everything I'm about to say is his words, but they echo everything I believe. He writes, "If you look at a photographic negative, the colors are reversed. Nothing seems quite as it should, and the image may be unrecognizable. Once you see the picture developed, you recognize the face of your best friend. That's a bit like a common impression of vegans. We don't eat dead animals or their products. Pork and beef, seafood and fowl are out. So are milk and cheese, eggs and caviar. And it doesn't stop with what we don't eat. We try to avoid leather and wool and fur. We don't use them to cover our bodies or our furniture or our floors. It sounds like a long list of negatives, of don'ts. Thou shalt not this, thou shalt not that. Why would anyone want that? You get a better picture by reversing the colors, developing the negative. The incomprehensible prohibitions turn out to be the boundaries of something positive, visible in its true colors and proper proportions. Instead of a list of don'ts, we see an abundance of healthy, delicious foods with plenty of options for home and clothes and personal care. We do not grudgingly practice a creed of self-denial. We select from an embarrassment of riches. But that is still just a flat, two-dimensional picture instead of the solid, three-dimensional reality. At the heart of being vegan is a kind of compassionate awareness. We share this planet not only with billions of fellow human beings, but also with uncounted billions upon billions of other creatures, with lives, wants, enjoyment, and suffering as real as our own. Humans have had and used the power to crowd them out, push them aside, sometimes driving them to extinction, and often making them into tools for our use, servitors of our desires, food for our tables, clothes for our backs. As vegans, we look, we pay attention, we see the unnecessary suffering imposed on our fellow creatures. We respond in compassion, refusing to pretend that might makes right, refusing to turn away and ignore what we know. The vegan message is ultimately very simple. Look, pay attention, see the unnecessary death and suffering. We don't have to contribute or help to keep it going. We can stop being part of this. And so that's what we try to do." Again, that essay was written by Robert Bass, a philosophy professor, and I love his idea of developing the negative. I have often said that coming to this way of living, this way of thinking, was like an awakening for me. My innate childhood compassion had been virtually stomped out of me by all the messages from my parents and from society that told me animals were here for us to use, that certain animals were worthy of our concern, but others are just tools for our pleasures. And it wasn't easy initially to make the full transition to wakefulness when all around me people were asleep and still are asleep to the suffering of animals and how our own habits perpetuate that suffering. I think many people who first experience this awakening, who transition to animal consciousness, if you will, are surprised by the anger they encounter by those around them, the resistance by those who want to live in ignorant bliss, they call it. But it's not bliss. It's a half-hearted way to live, and I mean that literally. We're using half our hearts. Perhaps we're afraid they would break if we expose them completely. Until I opened my heart up all the way, I wasn't living fully, that's for sure, because I was blocking things out I thought would be too painful, or that would cause me to change my lifestyle, God forbid. It's true that it's painful sometimes, but it's also incredibly awe-inspiring to live this way. A fully open heart can break more easily, but it also feels more deeply and experiences things more profoundly. And it also has the ability to detect other fully open hearts. And that's evident in my life by the incredible people I call my friends and the wonderfully open people I have the privilege to teach every week. And I'm moved by this every single day. So I just wanted to share that essay with you and my thoughts about what it means to be a joyful vegan, certainly different than what many people think, you know, being a quote-unquote vegan is like. And my hope for everyone is that they never say never and simply remain open to both joy and pain. That's called living. Open to the responsibilities and the opportunities we have to perpetuate kindness and compassion and nonviolence. Open to the power we have to create healing and to end suffering. It's up to each one of us, I think, to create the world we want to live in. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Thanks for listening.